Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Good morning to you. Welcome along. It's Beat Breakfast. It's Friday.
Yes.
And it's a long weekend. Hope you're good.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Friday. We made it, everybody. And yeah, it's a bank holiday and we've got the Irish Pride upon us. And today is officially the day Irish Wished has dropped on Netflix. Oh, big gara, big gob.
Maham Buchel.
Yeah, we've been waiting a long time for this. So, you know, it's here today and cancel all your plans for tonight. Sorry to Nicky on WhatsApp this morning. I've totally forgot. He said, don't forget your chance in the Railway Inn in Baldwinstown in Wexford tonight to do karaoke.
Right.
But Nicky, to be honest with you, I need the lads with me for moral support. So we just need to pick a night that suits us all. All right.
Hang on, this was your dream. You don't suck us into this.
I'll happily go tonight.
No, I love a bit of karaoke.
No, Nicky, I won't lay down. I promise I'll do it. It won't be tonight, but don't worry. Why are you making it? Give me dirty looks.
I'm not giving you dirty looks.
Because you don't think I'm going to do it.
No.
I will do it.
That's not what I said. Good morning to you. It's Friday. And as I said, we've got a long weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Oh, top of the morning to you. 33.
33.
You know what?
On the way this morning, we got cheese and no cheese. We'll find out weekend plans on Weekenders. Who's going to be in the parade and what are you doing?
Yeah.
And a bit of crack as well between now and 10. We've got the big prize to go on Beat the Bomb and you can talk to us. So 85102 9103. Friday's Beat Breakfast.
Woo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How about this guy? Give me your best Shaggy there, show.
Shaggy!
No. Better.
Shaggy.
Okay, talk to me. What's the deal here?
You know I am besotted, obsessed. I adore Shaggy. Anytime I need a lift in my life, I put Shaggy on. He's left fans totally baffled after using his real voice in an interview, right? He's 55, shot to fame in the late 90s, and he has that instantly recognisable accent and a deep voice. It dominated the charts, right? You hear the opening of a Shaggy song. You know, it's Shaggy. He's here. If you ask anyone to sing a Shaggy tune, they will do that voice.
Now,
but
the thing about it is, just before you continue, one of the things I've learned in my life is that Irish women love Shaggy.
Irish women
are obsessed with Shaggy.
Shaggy is life. Like Shaggy is like
sure
every.
It is.
No, Shaggy means an awful lot to me. I have a playlist just with Shaggy on it. People feel like he has betrayed them, right? Mm. So he shared a TikTok video which has fired the internet into a frenzy over the tone of his voice.
So what we're saying is he does not speak like he sings. He doesn't do that when he talks.
Oh, Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
This is what he sounds like.
Yeah, one time, Mr. Lover. But I got this voice by mocking drill instructors in the military. Because in the Marines, the drill instructors would go, "Hey, boy, drop and give it 20. Let's go, boy." And I would mock him as a form of joking. I just sang that song in that voice because, you know, it sounded cool. And all of a sudden, Oh Carolina blew up. And now I'm faced with a situation that I'm going to have to sing every song like that.
I feel like I don't even know the world anymore. Everything, its plates have shifted this morning.
It's just like we've been living a lie, Shaggy, for all these years. And I'm part of that.
Yeah.
I'm questioning everything. You sound nothing like what I...
Well, it just sounds like an American actor.
Shaggy, you're not who I thought you were. You're not who you said you were. You've come along and you've taken it I don't know what to think about you now. Underneath the TikTok video, fans were totally gobsmacked to hear his real voice. Flocked to the comments section. One person said, "So, we're all just hearing Shaggy's real voice for the first time." Another person said, "I was today years old when I learned Shaggy doesn't have an accent." One says, "All these years we have been in the dark." Someone said, "Damn, Shaggy really said it wasn't me," referencing his most popular song. "It wasn't you. Who are you?" Ah, you're doing it, Shaggy.
Let's just pretend that this is what Shaggy really sounds like. Let's do it. Everything has changed today. Everything has changed.
First, I found out that you can get fish in a pouch. Now I've discovered that Shaggy doesn't sound like Shaggy.
It's shocking a lot of people. And Natasha, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Now, you just come into us with a comment. And you know, it's funny because this was the first thing that struck me too. It's not the first time we have been absolutely shocked by this. Firstly, your reaction to Shaggy's voice.
Wow. Oh, my God. What a day.
I love it. And okay, what's the comparison now that you remember?
Remember the time Love Hey came out and we heard Nidge?
Yeah.
And then you done a few interviews after it. Oh my God.
Yeah, I have an example totally of that different. Here. Look, let's have a listen. This was Nidge on Love Hate.
Know what a tax is?
Yeah.
Good. Because you're getting taxed.
Oh, getting taxed. And then Tom Vaughan Lawler, a very, very well-to-do actor, la-di-da-di-da, was accepting awards and the like, and he sounded like this.
We have to wait and see how this one goes, and then we'll all sit down and see, if the numbers are there and if the appetite is there. But the appetite is there for everyone.
What is the world? What's the world, Natasha? If, you know?
What is it? Just checking my Bebo page.
Beat Breakfast
on Beat 102-103.
Who is on to us? Hello there, how are you? Oh, she's over here. She's over on the phone, isn't she? There you are, Aoife. How's things?
I'm good, how are you?
Not we're bad, good thanks. And we're good. Okay, talk to us. Small wins in life.
When McDonald's give you, when they throw in, so say you've got the sixth portion and you get a seventh nugget.
There is nothing like it.
But it's a small win for an adult. But if you have kids and they're getting the Happy Meal, and you have two or three kids and one gets the extra nugget, that can cause murder.
War. Holy war. Aoife. Yeah.
This sounds like it's happened more than once to you, like you've had to live through this.
Oh yeah.
Really?
A good few times. Like, but then it's a win when it's John Rowan.
Yes.
But then when the kids, not a win. It's like, oh God. So then you have to like pay eeny, meeny, miny, mo or something just for one of them to get it.
One nugget.
Rock, paper, scissors. Make them battle it out. You know?
Literally. But like, when you're on the drive home then, and they're all killing each other, it's not a great drive home.
Okay, all right. You're speaking from experience. Can I just
not
say,
not so much a happy meal after all.
No. One of the greatest joys in my life, okay? And I shouldn't say this because it makes me sound again a little bit sad, but sometimes I do like to go through the drive-thru on my own. Just so I can experience eating and not having anything stolen and not having to answer any questions about, and just sit there in the car park of said establishment and hop off my nuggets and my mozzarella balls and live my best life. You get me, don't you?
No, that's the win. That's actually the win. Never mind extra nugget, that's the win. The peace and quiet meal.
Yeah. Yes, girl.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We love it, Aoife. Listen,
happy Monday,
and have a good day, alright?
Thank you, lads. Bye.
And other small
Beat Breakfast
on Beat 102-103.
Right, so let's have a little bit of crack, right?
Okay,
you ready for a bit
time,
of crack? Okay, so here is my question to you, right? Somebody, and this would absolutely rile you up so much, Niall, that you would rise to the challenge, no doubt about it. Somebody is taking your phone off you for an entire week, okay?
Good luck with that. You'll have to wrestle it out of my dead hands.
Okay, unless you talk non-stop for 30 seconds about your specialist subject. No pauses, no fumbling, no M's, no A's. 30 seconds non-stop or your phone is gone for an entire week.
Right.
Okay.
It wouldn't last an hour, but go on.
But you could you do the 30 seconds?
Oh, I could do 30 seconds on any subject.
All right. Oh. Now you're just showing off.
Oh, let's test
yeah,
it,
no,
though.
But it has to be your specialist subject. It has to be something that you're
you know,
passionate
I'm,
about.
I have broad range and interests. I could talk to you about everything from politics to reality TV to sport to music.
Yeah, but I don't want you to fake it. I want it to be real. I want it to be raw. I want to feel the emotion from right down deep in your tummy.
Well, why don't you start?
Okay,
then?
I'm going to start.
What is your specialist subject?
My specialist subject is my beloved island of Ibiza. So tell me when you're going to start. This is 30 seconds.
One.
Ibiza, or Ibiza as they say in Spain, is the beautiful island known as the Island of Joy. I go to Calalunga, a small part of the island. There's a beautiful restaurant there called La Casita. Once X Factor judge Talisa was spotted in there. She was spotted dining there. Other notable celebrities who've been spotted on the island of Ibiza, particularly the Calalunga Bay. Peter Andre once performed a rendition of Mysterious Girl on the bay where everybody clapped, applause, beautiful. Ibiza is also the home of...
Home of what?
Pasha, Amnesia, Yushaya.
That was more 30 seconds on Peter Andre.
I still talk non-stop.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, no better woman.
Yeah. Okay, Killian's up next. Okay. This is 30 seconds.
The subject.
The 1975, I suppose.
Okay, go.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, they formed in 2002 in Manchester, comprised of Matty Healy, Ross McDonald, Adam Hall and George Daniel. They went under the names Drive Like I Do and Big Sleep. In 2013, they released their debut album, which featured Chocolate and Girls. Fast forward to 2016 and US number one with their follow-up album, I Like It When You Sleep. Sleep For You or So Beautiful Yet So Unaware Of It. 2018 released A Brief Inquiry Into Online Relationships. Fast forward to 2020, they released Notes On A Conditional Form, and now 2023 they have Being Funny In A Foreign Language, currently on tour. They're still at their very best tour. I saw them in London and in Ireland twice last year.
That's it.
That was good. That was impressive. That was okay, that's
good. And he did it very fast.
Yeah, yeah, not like you. A pizza is
pizza
a lovely
is
pizza.
The
ooh
lovely place.
Sorry.
Where to
sorry
Lisa.
Sorry, I was taught about diction in speech and drama classes. You need to enunciate all of your words.
Okay.
Right, I'm handing it over to you. 30 seconds on your specialist subject. No one's going to take your phone, but I will give you a travel mug if you absolutely
impress
us.
And can I just say, what I would love to hear is like really niche subjects.
Yeah,
a particular type of wood or a bird or a butterfly or something.
Your passion for like a certain food. Like, I think I could talk for 30 seconds on carbonara. Mm. Something that, like, really kind of,
really,
you know,
niche
gets you right there. You just feel like, oh, passion, girl. Come
okay
on.
Okay, so 30 seconds on your specialist subject. Can you do it for Beat Breakfast Travel Mug? Text us now with what your subject is, and we may pick one or two out to have a go with this in a mo. The subjects. And you do it for 30 seconds, or you're taking your phone off you for a week.
Do you want to do it?
What do you want me to talk about?
Well, I said
you
it has
said
to.
You could talk about anything.
Yeah, I'm Niall. I can talk, does it give you a fire in your belly? What gives you a fire?
Not sure I can talk about that on the radio, to be honest. It's family time, you know.
Right,
no, I tell
okay
you what, we'll take our caller first,
okay,
right? Sinéan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I feel like I'm being set up for something.
Oh, no.
We
have confidence in you.
To you. Come here. Like, this is it, right? The phone is going to be taken off you for a week. You have to save your phone. You can't be without Instagram, with TikTok, Snapchat, the whole lot is going to be taken off you unless you can talk for 30 seconds nonstop about your specialist subject. Give it to us. What is it?
Food.
Now, is it a specific food that we're doing here?
Teng's Chinese
takeaway.
Okay,
right.
Your time starts now. Go.
You ring him, you order your sweet and sour chicken Cantonese style with fried rice and chips, a bit of curry sauce, you bring it home, you drizzle it all over it, you sit down on the sofa in your pyjamas,
yay,
and you eat it, and don't forget to have your prawn crackers, and you get your prawn cracker and you dish it in on top of that rice and you scoop it up and you just, curry sauce all over the place, and then don't forget, they're master of the chicken balls, best chicken balls ever, oh my god, they're just dumb. Oh, really funny.
Yay! You are a queen.
That was actually a little bit cruel because only 10 minutes ago I said to Killian, I'd love a Chinese right now.
Yeah.
And now I'm salivating after that description, Sinéan.
Oh my God. That was like, I wouldn't normally do a Chinese on a Tuesday night,
no,
but I think
tempted.
You've swayed me. Like, jeez, you sold that. Like, I was with you on the couch.
Yeah. She wasn't sharing though. She's not sharing her balls.
No, I'm not sharing my chicken balls.
Listen, you're brilliant. Travel mug on the way to Sinéan.
Have a good Tuesday.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Cheers.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
We'll be the bomb with the Ashdown Park Hotel in Gorey and Wexford. Ideal spot for a family breakaway, date night meal, or relaxing day with your friends at Ash's Spa. We're going to talk to Thomas this morning. Hey, Thomas, how's the form?
How are we keeping?
We're good.
We're
not
good.
Too bad now.
Good.
Can't complain.
Okay, so tell us this morning where you are coming to us live from.
Yeah, so listening from the Northern Territory in Australia. So currently sitting in Alice Springs here.
We've gone international, Show. We've gone international.
Do you know, we always say like to people, listen on the app, and there's people listening around the world, but like we don't often get to talk to somebody who is actually doing just that. Can you just set the scene for us and give us an idea of what you can see and what the temperature is, and just, yeah, go on, talk to me.
Yeah, so currently just sitting on the bed here looking out the window. It's looking at the nice McDonald mountain range here, blue skies, not a cloud in sight, and it's probably around 36 degrees.
Oh. Thomas.
6 o'clock in the evening.
Thomas, how long have you been over there?
Came over last October.
Okay.
So I'm currently on work here at the moment in the Northern Territory, okay, but actually based in Perth.
Okay, and are you with a gang of Irish? Do you live with them, or what's the story?
With my girlfriend. So the two of us are actually from Tipperary, but yeah, we're over here for the year to see how things go.
Okay.
Because I loved when you entered, you said, Thomas, Tipperary. Yeah. So I just assumed I was going to be talking to you in Tip this morning.
A wet Aherlo or something, you know? Come here, tell me this. Any plans for St. Patrick's weekend?
No, so work has probably put a spanner in the works there. So we were planning on going back to Perth for the weekend, but we're going to have to stay put. So there's not much here, but we'll make our own Paddy's Parade.
Absolutely.
Ah, lovely. Yeah. Okay, so obviously you're going to play Beat the Bomb this morning. Now, who is going to be given the prize back home? Like, who are you going to give this to?
Ah, we might fly home ourselves for it all together.
I love it.
They
I
win the overnight stay, the Ashton Park Hotel. It's worth coming home.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's okay. It. Nothing on the current plan.
What's your girlfriend's name? Is she there to help?
Eve. She's here beside me.
Brilliant. Hi, Eve.
Morning, Eve.
Okay, let's give it a lash then.
Hello, morning.
Morning. Sorry, just before we do the quiz, what part of Tipperary are you both from?
Just outside Care. Okay. So Burncourt and Tlaquean.
Very good.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you.
It's great to hear from you. Okay, let's do this
then. No problem.
Then.
Every day.
102 seconds. Let's start the clock.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Thomas and Eve, who started their late night talk show first? Was it Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Fallon.
No, it was the other one, Kimmel. It Wasn't Me and Oh Carolina are hits from what well-known singer?
I don't know.
Pass.
That's Shaggy. In what southeast county is the town of Barntown located?
Wexford.
Yes.
Irish singer Mundy has a popular song about what month of the year?
July.
Yes. What is 25 plus 85 minus 30? Oh, I'm sorry.
80.
Yes, the Oval is a stadium in England used primarily for what sport?
Cricket.
Yes, what former One Direction star has announced his new album this week?
Oh God,
Pass.
That's Zayn. Brooklyn and Romeo are children of what celeb couple?
David Beckham and
Pat.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
We'll take that.
1989 is an album from what singer?
Taylor Swift.
Yes, what is the Irish for water?
Isha.
Yes, what actress starred as Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games movies?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, the New York Mets play what sport?
Baseball.
Baseball is right. Emma Stone won a Best Actress Oscar for what movie at this year's Oscars?
Poor Things.
Yes, a constellation is the name of a group of what?
Stars.
Yes, which hole helps a dolphin to breathe?
Oh God.
Yeah, you
can. Air hole?
No, what are you going for here?
No.
Say that again.
Hang on, let's all pause. What hole helps a dolphin to breathe?
Air hole?
It was the other one, blowhole.
Blowhole.
Okay, listen. You got 11 points and it puts you in the lead this week, lads. All the way from Alice Springs. So we got one more caller to hear from for the overall prize tomorrow, but you're currently in pole position.
Oh, congratulations, guys.
Perfect.
And
thanks a million, guys.
Yeah, no, thanks for playing all the way over there. And also, I suppose we should say goodnight to you.
Well, yeah, good night.
Are you going to bed?
Going for dinner first, and then we'll be hitting the lava. But
okay.
We'll try to send home some sunshine here.
Please do. And just very quickly before we let you go, do you want to say a shout out to family or friends while you're here?
Yeah, sure. I'll say a shout out to the old teams at home, Father Sheehy's and Veer Overs, and all my friends and family in South Tip. And then Eve.
And Mum and Dad, Paul and Brian, if they're listening. So we're thinking of you. We miss you, lad.
Aww. Yeah, cheers.
Guys, happy St. Patrick's Day. Great to
lovely.
Hear from you.
Have a great weekend.
Talk
all
to
right,
you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Can't get you out of my head,
out of my head. Your heart is full.
You knew
your
heart is full, isn't it? My heart is full. I just think that's really lovely. Yeah. Like it is, isn't it? To think that they're listening.
Just getting a little bit of Ireland, obviously, over there.
A bit of home.
Marky was on to us as well. He's just saying, you know, he always listened to Beat Breakfast while on deployment in Syria for 6 months in the army. So it does mean something to have a piece of home when you're away and really far, you know?
Thank you.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nyland Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, picture the scene. You have arrived in hell. That's where you're going, Sean Lyons. You've arrived in hell. You've been banished to hell. And we want to know what dinner has been served, what food is being served.
Okay.
Just think about that for a moment. Yeah. You're in hell. Unfortunately, you've been sent there. And first day, dinner's taken out. What dinner has been served? What's your idea of a hellish dinner or food? 085 102 9103. Who are we chatting to?
We're going to chat to Tom, and he is kicking us off good and proper. Tom, good morning, hon. How are you?
Good morning, lads. I'm good. How are you? Good.
I've got the bin beside me, so I'm ready for you. Go on. What did your mom used to do?
She used to make sheep's tripe. It's like the inside of a sheep, if I can remember properly. But she used to boil it in milk for hours because it's a really tough. I can't really describe it, but it's just really tough. And she boiled it in milk for ages. If you imagine the smell that's in the house from sheep's insides boiling for hours. And it's just stuck in my brain. I get nightmares thinking about this stuff. It's just boiled. It's just,
And
that to me.
Go on.
If I was to go to hell, that'd be the first thing that'd be thrown at me. Be like, yes, I'm finally here.
I have two questions. One, did she love you? And two, what did she serve it with?
Just that, a bowl of that sheep's insides and warm milk was all she used to serve with. I don't know where she got the idea. It must be some been with her mother, my nanny, I don't know.
Did you eat it? Tom, did you eat it?
I tried it and that was that. No, I just got sick everywhere, never again. But she still cooked it just to annoy me even more.
It's the smell that would really tip me over.
Well, the milk is going to help.
Yeah, how would you think of cooking something with milk?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know where they got it out of. It must be some recipe from hell or something. I don't know. It's just evil.
I feel like you've set the bar quite high in terms of what you would receive in hell. So, travel mug is yours this morning.
Have a great day.
Have a good day, all right?
Thanks very much.
Thanks, fun. Bye. I woke up this morning. Beat
breakfast on Beat 102 103. Get to it. Right, come on, talk to me then about Quid. Do you want some like mystic music?
Go for it. Give me whatever you've got.
Coincidences. Do you believe? Are you a believer?
Yes. So last Thursday, in between us chatting,
we'd be flicking through the papers and stuff, you know.
But Niall was on Twitter/X and he said, do you know who this is? Remember her? And he showed me a picture and I was actually quite impressed with myself that I immediately knew who she was and remembered her from her Eurovision fame. And we were talking about none other than former RTÉ presenter Cynthia Ní Mhíreachtain. Mm. Now look her up if you're not sure, if you can't remember, but she worked in RTÉ for years.
Well, obviously famous for the Eurovision 1994. Mm. She hosted it with Gerry Ryan, but also did a load of other TV shows through the 90s on RTÉ. And then we didn't really hear much about her. And we learned in the paper that morning that she had gone on to train as a solicitor, a barrister.
Is right.
And had a very successful career, raised family, but she's back because she's going to be involved in the European elections this year.
Yeah, and you were quite, you know, surprised by the appearance, and you showed me the picture of her and you were reading the tweet, you were reading the story that went with it, and I was like, God, that's, sure, great news. So then on Friday, which was, of course, International Women's Day, and I was in Carlow for the Enterprise Office's Powerhouse Women event, hashtag inspiring inclusion, and a room, I believe, 150 women. We were all there having the chats. A really, really lovely afternoon. And at the end, there was pictures being taken, right? There was a floral wall. Everyone loves a floral wall. And anyway, I was in the middle and I was chatting to these women and having great conversations. And the next minute, this woman came towards me, bubbly, full of personality. And she grabbed my arm and she said, Shona, hello, how are you? And I just went, you're... And she took the words out of my mouth.
Cynthia Ní Mhíreachtain.
I swear to God. I just went.
24 hours later.
No. And she went, yes, I am. And I said, it is so lovely to meet you. I said, you're not going to believe what happened yesterday. I said, my co-host on Beat Breakfast, Niall Power, showed me a tweet about you running for Parliament and for the European Parliament. And she went, vote Cynthia number one. And I said, it's really nice to meet you, but it is just the maddest coincidence that I am seeing you here. So I was just like taken aback, blown away.
And do you believe generally in coincidences?
I don't know if I believe in them, but I think they're the kind of things
Is it a sign?
I don't know. Well, what could that be a sign of?
That you need more Irish language in your life.
Okay.
Shocked in the Gaeilge.
Shocked in the Gaeilge, you know? Yeah, great timing. But I was just taken aback by the fact that it had happened, within 24 hours. I don't know if I believe
it. Take it even a step further. That morning, Friday morning, International Women's Day, I was with our boss and colleague, Gabrielle, and I was literally doing the same spiel as I was to show.
Yes.
So I'm like, she's Cynthia Ní Mhíreachtain. She's back in the back. Remember, what shows did she used to present? We had that conversation. And an hour later, I get a message from Show, and it's a picture of her and a woman, and she didn't say who it was, and I went, is that Cynthia? So it was a kind of a double coincidence. So what we want to ask this morning is, have you had some kind of coincidence lately that left you scratching your head, or is Show just mad? One or the other. There's no in between on this.
Well, I mean, we know I'm mad, but I would like somebody else this morning to wow us with a coincidence that has happened to you. Maybe
were
recently.
You on visiting the pyramids in Egypt and you met somebody that you had mentioned a week before or something from school in Ireland? I don't know. What kind of coincidence have you had in the last few months that you kind of just went, wow, okay, yeah, coincidences are a thing? Let me read a couple of the texts firstly that came in. We're not sure what to make of these, right? Firstly, Adele was on to us. Every time I check the time, it's double digits. It's been happening for months. Is that a thing?
Double digits. I don't know.
Explain that one.
Well, I'm all about the... Me and the girls in the office are all about the 11-11. Mm. Yeah.
Anita was on as well. Not sure if this counts as a weird coincidence, but there's a photo of me as a baby in a navy sailor dress with a little anchor on it. And I ended up marrying my husband, who serves in the Irish Naval Service. We always say it was written in the stars.
Well, I love that.
Yeah.
It was meant to be.
It was. Grace, good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. We're good and we're good. Who are you with this morning, Grace?
I'm actually at home on my own. I'm just getting my breakfast before I go to work. I just dropped the kids to school. So.
Okay. Lovely. So you were listening to our coincidences stories and you said, I've got one for
you. Talk to us about Ryan. He's 11. Yeah.
Ryan is 11, and he's having his confirmation at the end of April.
Yeah.
So the teacher said to them the other day, you know, you need to pick your confirmation name. So we were chatting about it and he just, out of the blue, said, I don't know, I like the name Sebastian. And I was wondering, where did he hear this? Because it's not somebody, I worked with a Sebastian, but it's not a name that he would know, really.
Mm-hmm.
So that was grand. And then he said, Mum, I'd love to look up whether there's any saints for sport. He's sports mad, really competitive.
Okay.
And I thought, that's a bit odd. And I was thinking, God, we need to have something that's, you know, Christian or whatever. So I said, sure, we'll look it up and we'll see. And the first name that came up was Sebastian, who apparently is the patron saint of athletes. And I was like, oh, this is a bit strange, you know.
Yeah.
So he was delighted. So he's going with Sebastian and he wrote the whole story about him and all of that. And I happened then to read on and it said that he was also the patron saint of soldiers. And my dad was a soldier and Ryan and my dad would never have met. So I just thought it was a nice little coincidence.
That is really interesting.
That is such a lovely link, isn't it? And that moment where you discover something like that and you go, oh, there's something at work or at play there that you just,
I was like a lunatic. I told my mum, I told his dad, everybody, and they were all going, all right, Jen. I just thought it was amazing.
So
I made a bit of a show of myself. But.
No. Never here. Listen, this morning for that, we will send you a Beat Breakfast travel mug for having your breakfast in the morning. And we will also send Ryan some Beat merch. So listen, have a great Wednesday.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Grace. TJ was on. TJ, we won't have time to chat to you, but I love your story.
Yes.
It says, strange coincidence. Me and my girlfriend have been together only 3 months and we found out we actually met when we were young. And I swear I knew her from somewhere before.
I love that. I just got goosebumps when I read it.
Bevan, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Good,
we're
thank
good
you.
We're good and we're good. Now, your one is a little bit different this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's more of a fate than a coincidence. My friends and I were all talking about, you know, the importance of smear tests and that. And I kept saying I was well overdue a smear test. And I was saying, I must book it. And I was getting the reminder letters.
Yeah.
And every time I opened the press, it was up high. Every time I opened the press, the reminder letter was in, it fell out on top of me.
No
way. Jumped out at me, practically.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, so either someone is telling me something, I need to book this. And I'm so glad I did because I ended up having, you know, the precancerous cells.
Yeah.
But like, it gives me shivers every time I think of it. Every time. Yeah, it's just so weird.
It's funny because Niall asked me to start, do I believe in all of that, whatever that is. But just the idea that there was just this sign telling you, do this. And you were constantly going, okay, I'll get to it.
I get loads of signs. Like I have another one there now, if you have time, is my friend passed away years and years ago. And on his birthday, I went on a date and I remember saying, oh, please just let him be the one. I'm fed up of, you know, looking for the one. And 10 years later, we're still together.
Oh,
it's really weird.
That is amazing. Wow. Okay. Yeah. You've made me a believer this morning. Yeah. You really have.
Yes.
You must be somebody who's quite susceptible as well to the signs.
Signs,
you know,
that kind
of, I think if you're closed-minded about it, you're not going to see them, you know?
Yeah. Like, I do believe in the universe more so than coincidence, you know?
Yeah. I think that's it. Thank you so
Lovely
much
story,
for sharing
Thanks
it
so
with
much.
Us.
Have
Thanks
a good day.
A million.
No, all right. Cheers.
Have a good one. Bye, hun.
I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
Beat Breakfast as we head into St. Patrick's weekend. And by the powers of magic and technology,
Irish Breakfast Show.
We are crossing live to Sussex in the UK.
St. Patrick's Day. Yes, a little bit earlier. And we thought, why not talk to an Irish radio station? So we're talking to Beat 102 to 103. And we're talking to Niall and Show. Niall and Show, morning, guys.
Good morning. Top of the morning to you.
Oh, big gara, big gush.
Excellent. That's just what we wanted, guys, a nice Irish accent.
Come here now, Tanya. We are told that you are of Irish ancestry and you are in a pub at 9:30 in the morning, so you're doing it right.
I was about to say, you don't need to doubt my genetics, do you?
No, we're so proud. Where are you this morning coming to us live from?
Yeah, so we're in Bognor Regis, so that's in Sussex, the southeast of England. And I have to say, I don't think I've ever been in a pub at this time before. That's my story.
Okay, very good. We're also obviously in the southeast of Ireland, covering Waterford, Wexford, Carlow, Kilkenny and Tipperary. And we're all set for St. Patrick's weekend. So tell us a bit about how you're celebrating this morning in Bognor.
Yeah, so we're in a pub that's doing loads of stuff across the whole weekend. They've got a band coming in, they've got some karaoke, and they've got lots of food with an Irish twist, which basically means lots of Guinness and everything.
Yeah. What is your karaoke Irish song, Tanya?
Oh, God, I haven't even thought about that. I mean, I know this, you probably won't like me for this. Probably Bewitched, going back to my 90s.
Tanya, we're absolutely A-OK with that. C'est la vie is a classic. It is one of the many Irish anthems that we claim here. So we'll be dancing to that this weekend. Do you know what? I have a really weird question, because we got your request the other day. Tanya's face, what's she going to ask me? But we got your email the other day and Niall read it out to me and went, interesting email. We've got a request here, right? My question is, why us? Why did you choose Beat 102, 103? Like, we're delighted to be linking live. Why us, though?
Yeah, I have to say, I listened to a bit of your show on your kind of catch up, your podcast.
Okay.
And you sound very cheeky chappies to me with the kind of daily dilemmas and stuff you do. And I thought, this is going to work. You don't mind having a laugh.
Well,
Tanya,
done.
I'm impressed with your research and you chose well. You chose well.
Cheers.
Now, big news here in studio, Tanya, because Sho and Killian, our producer, are officially in the St. Patrick's Day parade on Sunday, which is obviously, it's a big thing in Ireland to be in the parade, you know?
So tell
them a bit about the parade.
So we have this vehicle, which is called the Beat Beast, right? It's really impressive. Pumps out...
The beast.
Yes, you have to say it like that. Pumps out incredible sound. And I said last year, like a little bit of a sad dream, to be honest, but I've always wanted to be on a float in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Dream big, everybody.
Yeah.
So this year, my dream is coming true and I'm going to be in the parade in my hometown and Killian is joining me. So yeah, we're going to parade through the streets of Wexford onto the quay and yeah, just wave and smile and have the
crack. Do you dress up? Do you have a theme? Do you have music playing as you go by?
Oh, loads. Loads of music, belting out the Irish tunes, but our boss did want us to dress as leprechauns. We're just currently in talks about that.
No, come on. Surely you can dress as something else. What about gold? Just loads of gold clothes. The pot of gold.
Oh, the leprechaun. I like that. Yeah.
Now, you've got a little test for Tanya. Is that right?
Okay, well, firstly... No, it's not a test. It's not a test. Don't worry. Calm down. We've seen your tweet about the favourite Irish band, right? And I'm wrong. Rather disappointed, okay? So
I've missed a few off, to be fair, Show. There was only like four options.
Yeah.
No, you've done well. So you said, in honour of hashtag St. Patrick's weekend, Tanya is having an Irish breakfast to show on Friday. Vote for your hashtag favourite Irish band, right? So you've given the options of U2, don't get me started on U2, Westlife, The Pogues and Bewitched. And to be fair, at the moment, the current vote, Pogues are winning, right? 35%, okay?
Rightly so. You must be happy. Of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I could not argue with that. What I will argue with the people of Sussex.
Westlife. It's Westlife, isn't it?
Yeah. Tanya, come on. Like, what is going on?
Okay. But to be fair, if you had to pick between Boyzone and Westlife, who do you pick?
Westlife. Every day. All day, every day. Yeah.
Do you know what? I think this is a bit of a kickback against Louis Walsh after all the scandal this week on Celebrity
Big
Brother.
Exactly.
You
know? Who hasn't he slagged off? I mean, everyone's name is coming out, isn't it?
Okay, so here's my little challenge to you today, Tanya, as you come live this morning, right? So there are three things that will really help you to, I suppose, get in touch with your roots, to really feel this today, okay? You ready? Firstly...
Drink Guinness.
Well, we won't advocate for that on the morning show, but we'll...
Not now, maybe later.
Later, maybe.
Number one, we want you today to have a Tato crisp sandwich.
Crisp sandwich, okay. Tato crisps.
Oh, might be hard to get those crisps, actually.
I'd say in Tesco you'll find them. They'll be there.
Other shops are available now.
Touché. Okay, and you need to have that with white bread and real Irish butter. You know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I love the way you're writing this down, Tanya.
I am. I take it really seriously. Yeah.
You're so cute. Yeah. Okay. Number two, and this is important. You need to play on the show this morning, if you haven't done it already, When You're Looking Like That, and we need video footage of you dancing around the pub there to that track. Okay.
Do we have that? Do we have that available?
I can make it happen.
Yes. Oh, that's a good producer.
Love that. Hey. And finally, I don't know if you have any Irish phrases. How is your vocabulary?
Oh no, it's really bad, guys. I was thinking of this. I thought, should I ask them to teach me something?
Yes.
But I feel like, you know, my family are from Cork and they'd be like very ashamed of me if I get something wrong.
We could do a couple of phrases.
Yeah, we've got some for you.
I'm going to start with a really important phrase for all Irish children when we're in school, okay?
Excellent. You're aiming the right level here, children. Yeah.
On will Cadigum. Go on.
On will Cadigum.
Dolomach.
Dolomach.
Goodí an Leithris.
Oh, video what?
Goodí an Leithris.
Goodí an Leithris.
Leverage.
Like leverage.
Can I go to the toilet, please?
Oh. Oh, thank you. No, that's just what I want to know when I visit Ireland next time.
Okay, I'll be nicer to you.
Go on.
If you want to say hello to your listeners this morning, you can say Diaguit.
Diaguit.
Yeah, well, perfect. And when you're signing off, saying goodbye at the end of the show today, you're going to say Slán Macordia.
Are you telling me a swear word, Joe?
No.
Tanya!
I don't trust you. I could be saying the worst thing and I'd never know.
Tanya,
Ofcom problems.
Tanya, that is goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye, my friend. Slán Macordia.
Okay. No, trust me. I would not let you down. The last one is a little bit rude and you'd want to save this for like after 10 p.m. tonight, after the watershed. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is that all right?
Yeah.
So you're going to say Pogue Mahone.
Well, oh, you're laughing. Hogue Mahone.
Pogue Mahone. Pogue.
Pogue Mahone.
Yeah.
Why?
Kiss my ass.
This is everything I need, guys. Yeah. Can I go to the toilet? Hello, goodbye. And kiss my...
Sorted.
We feel like we've set you up on the right path for St. Patrick's weekend.
Absolutely. I've got a song, I've got a potato crisp sandwich, and I've got loads of words to offend people somehow.
Yes.
That's it.
Perfect.
What more could you
need? You're Irish.
Love you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much, guys. Now I'm fully fledged and ready to go this weekend.
Yeah, we
wonderful.
Believe that.
Listen, I hope you continue your celebrations today and have a wonderful Patrick's weekend from everyone here in Ireland.
You too, guys. Thanks for talking to us.
And thank you for choosing us.
Take care.
Talk to you.
Bye,
Slán.
Bye, Slán.
Breakfast
on Beat 102, 103.
You're very giddy this morning for the long weekend. Very giddy.
Up the banker.
No.
I've never heard that.
Up the banker.
Okay, it's 12 minutes after 9 now. Right, we were out and about yesterday on the Beat Digital Media Literacy Tour. It's been a big week because we were in Dungarvan with Kirsten and Michelle on Tuesday, and yesterday myself and Sho went to Kilmuckridge to
Cloch
Donata yesterday. We'll have a little report on Tuesday's Beat Breakfast, but we had such fun and such a lovely bunch of students and teachers.
And I just say, not just saying it because it's my home county, but thanks for the warm welcome. And yeah, we just had a load of crack, didn't
we?
It was
really
brilliant.
Did. And we tested all the coffee joints while we were there.
We got a
grand spot.
Lovely sandwich.
So thank you to Kilmuckridge for welcoming us yesterday.
And Niall was very impressed with the village. Very impressed with Kilmuckridge, weren't you?
Yeah.
Loved it.
But there was an incident, wasn't there?
There was an incident, yeah. Do you want me to go?
I suppose you put your allegation out there and then I'll do my defence.
Okay. So we were standing outside the room that we were going to go into.
We were outside, like literally outdoors. I just want to make that clear.
And you'd get a little bit of nervous energy before you go on to perform, because we're on tour. This is Beats Digital Media Literacy Tour, and we're
like
performing.
50 people and perform.
Yeah, and we're giving it our best shot. So you get those little butterflies in the stomach, and I understand that, right? So
it started in the car. Remember, you were going, "What's your stomach doing?" It was like,
"Oh, I know it."
Yeah, yeah. It was gurgling, you know. So I felt there was something brewing there, and I just wasn't sure what it was. But anyway, so we're standing outside this classroom and it's freezing cold and we're waiting to go in, so we're kind of doing a little bit of a jump, right? And we don't know when exactly we're to go in because we can't hear
we're
the sound
for a tube.
But we wait for the it's Beat Breakfast presenters Niall and Joe, and then we know we're ready.
Yeah.
But just before that, I'd say about 30 seconds before we went live in that classroom in Kilmuckridge yesterday morning, Niall turns to me and he goes, "Oh geez, I need to fart," right?
Yeah.
Now, can I just say, right, we've been friends, I'm here 8 years this summer, so we've been friends a very long time,
we've
okay?
We've been in a room together for 2.5 years.
We've like slept together, we've slept, well, but no, actually, sorry.
Mind that, we've shared a bed. Yeah, it's just,
we've slept in a room
and we've never done this in front of each other.
I've never heard you do it, you've never heard me do it. Yeah. Like we've never even had studio instance. Yeah. Anyway, he said that he was going to fart, and I assumed in my naivety and you know me being such an innocent party, so prudish, that I expected it would just be silent, you know. But it wasn't, and I let you take the floor from here.
Yeah, well, firstly, what did you say? You accused me of farting at you, which is very unfair, because I backed away like this and I just went boop. Right.
No, okay. No, it was louder.
Well, it
than
was
that.
Louder than that, but I did back away and go.
And right. Can I just say, he bent over like that. Did that motion, you know? Yeah.
Okay, in my defense, I had a Chinese on Wednesday night, curry, all right? I had a curry. And it was all fine yesterday morning. But when we had the lunch, we all went for lunch, right? And as soon as the food went in, that's when the stomach started. And I was sitting in the car with you and our wonderful work experience students who we were out with yesterday. And I was like, obviously, I have a bit of decorum here. I have some rare, and I'm not going to like do it in the car with all these people around, you know? So I thought it'd be grand, and we walked up and we're waiting outside as you described, and I just had a moment. If I hold it and I go in and you're in the middle of a really important bit about malinformation and I can't, and then it comes out, well, I'd bring shame on me, I'd bring shame on you, I'd bring shame on Beat, and I'd never be able to enter County Wexford again because I'd be the talk of Wexford.
Yeah.
So I thought, this is a medical emergency. It's just best to let it out right here, and I'm sorry, show. I said, first time we've ever done it, it's got to go, so... And she was quite shocked. So in my mind, this is not offensive. It was a medical emergency.
I was just, I suppose, so taken aback by the fact that my lovely Niall farted loud in front of me. It just wasn't what I expected.
But said to me, and I'm sorry to dish the dirt, this is my second traumatic fart incident this week. So what was the other one?
So on Sunday night, I couldn't sleep and Tom was snoring beside me, and then he let out 3 farts in a row in his sleep. And I know there was nothing that he could do about it. But in that moment, I was so disgusted by him. Yeah. Like he just let me down. And then yesterday, the same thing.
Now, we're going to just ask the question, we'll come back to this later this hour. How do you know you're too comfortable with your other half or your best friend or a good friend? How do you know you're at that real level of comfort? And Megan, just quickly to you, I know something because Killian shared this on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
That ye share a jar of Nutella and sometimes share the same spoon.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's how you know you're too comfortable.
And I don't care about double dipping. Double dipping the spoon in the jar of Nutella, like you work away, you keep double dipping, I'll double dip and I will eat that jar of Nutella.
That's a level
of comfort.
It has to be done. I'm not cleaning my spoon every time I take a scoop out of the jar.
I think the point is that you've reached that sense of familiarity with each other, and that is our question to you this morning. With your bestie, with your partner, with a close friend, what is the moment where you know that's it?
We're level of comfort. A while ago, we talked about Fartgate yesterday, very unfortunate event, but as I remind you, a medical emergency. And we asked you how you know you're too comfortable with your partner, your other half. A lot of, unfortunately, fart-related stuff. How you know you're comfortable is when you're sharing a bath and you turn your bath into a jacuzzi. The wife wasn't impressed, but it was a funny moment.
I don't
get
that. Oh, God, no.
God, the penny drops slowly when she's sitting down.
My brain doesn't work as well sitting down.
Anon, please. You're comfortable with your partner when either of you passes wind and tries to pull the covers over your head.
Now, do you know what? That is the lowest of the low. That's not comfortable. That's cruel.
It's a crime. And we had a message in from Eddie as well on this.
Hey, you know you're comfortable with your partner in York when she's in the shower and you can still walk in for a whiz when she's in the shower. And it's no matter. Just seems natural now, I don't know.
Off you go.
It's a bit weird if you think about it, but... No, doesn't bother me anymore.
Now, would Tom go in for a whiz while you're showering?
I would, yeah. Would you? Sure, he does it all.
And then to finish, helicopter time.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.